from KQED.
Some bands pick up influences on the road like souvenirs, evoking their far-flung travels with odd meters or exotic melodies. But for the Los Angeles combo Fish Tank Ensemble, years of relentless touring have had the opposite effect, says the California Report's jazz critic Andrew Gilbert. He reviews their new CD, Edge of the World.
When Fish Tank Ensemble came together about a decade ago, it was one of several California bands that seemed to vie for the title of most influences at work. Few of those other stylistically promiscuous combos are still around, but over the years, Fish Tank has survived by evolving, more by subtraction than addition. The group is still impressively eclectic, but as they shed several members and instruments, Fish Tank added depth and coherence to its theatrical presentation. Rather than gathering new sounds, the Los Angeles-based band has dug deeper into the gypsy wedding raves, hot jazz, and Balkan blues that were there from the beginning. Following up on the stellar 2010 release Woman and Sin, Fish Tank's fourth album, Edge of the World, captures the band in a reflective mood. They're still the life of the party, but they've got other things on their minds too. That's Goat Dance by the fabulous French-born violinist Fabrice Martinez, who spent years living and playing with Romanian gypsies. He founded Fish Tank with vocalist Ursula Knudsen and flamenco guitarist Douglas Smolens, who were soon joined by bassist George Stiepovich. They all have multiple musical passions, and Fish Tank's at its best when they're crossing the stylistic wires, like when the Serbian-born Stiepovich applies his percussive slap bass to a Django Reinhardt gypsy jazz tune. Various guests join the core quartet throughout Edge of the World, but Fish Tank's defining sonic feature is Knudsen's musical saw, with its eerie, ethereal, theremin-like wail. On this rebetiko, a style often called the blues of Greece, Knudsen transforms the earthy song into an otherworldly lament. Knudsen's voice is as striking and distinctive as her saw. She can sound like a jazz age flapper, like on Smolens' tune, Love Again. Baby, I'll run away with you. If you say you love me, then I know it's true. We're a little bit crazy. Let's fall in love again. Oh, honey, I can't believe it's true. After all you've done to me, I still ain't blue. We're a little crazy. Let's fall in love again. She can turn her operatic soprano loose on Handel's Eternal Source of the Light Divine, or rough it up to sound like a full-throated Belgrade belter on Jelian Dade. As the title suggests, Edge of the World is the work of a band that's a little weary of the road, though still full of musical mischief. With spouses and kids in the picture, they're talking about cutting back on their travels. But judging from the album's closer, an impassioned version of Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child O' Mine, Fish Tank Ensemble won't need to leave home to find new musical adventures.
Andrew Gilbert is a Bay Area writer who covers jazz and world music. He reviewed Edge of the World by Fish Tank Ensemble. We reported on the band back in 2008. You'll find a link at our website, californiareport.org.